It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cowboys soccer with head coach Danielle Arana talking about a 7-1 victory over Charles City here in the first round of the Class 2A sub-state postseason. And coach, again, 7-1, obviously a huge first half. He just let up that one goal defensively. But what can you say about this first-round victory and, you know, being able to continue the season here with this team?
I mean, it feels nice. Obviously, it always feels good to win the games in the postseason and know that you're going to move ahead. This game specifically, we did move some people. We did try and kind of change things up ahead of time, knowing that if we were able to win this game, that we have two pretty challenges against us. So we did shift things around, but I mean, it was a good game. We played hard even in the rain and, you know, on to the next.
Yeah, when it comes to that first half, especially with Fernie Mota getting those five goals, what was going so well for you guys in that first half, especially for one guy to have five goals in a single half? I mean, that's pretty impressive right there.
It is, but Fernie's impressive in most games that he plays, and it helps having his talent and the team around him, right? Like, he's good, but the team around him, they play him so well. He plays off of them. They play off of him. And so they just have a good, you know, flow with each other, and that's what helps all of them become so successful. And, I mean, he's a talented player, and so he's giving those balls just like they are to him. And just working together, you know, we've really pushed on being a passing team. I always just tell them, like, pass the ball, because, you know, somebody can chase you, but they can't chase the ball as fast. And we've really been working on that a lot throughout the whole entire season. And so today I just think the passing and the moving and shifting and just becoming one is really what helped all of them, including Fernie, be so successful today.
And a program milestone, a program record, in fact, with Mota becoming the program's all-time leading goal scorer. I mean, just how cool is it to be part of a moment like that and to see him be able to accomplish something that no one in the history of this program has done before?
Like Fernie said, as a senior, there's a handful of seniors that kind of started their freshman year, and that was the second year that we were here at Hampton, and we were building. There was a lot of building to do. So for to see him be such an important part of our building of the program and then have such a big milestone on such a good night. I mean, I know it was raining, but it really didn't feel that cold. Like, it didn't feel like we were necessarily in that weather so much, because it was just a good game. And so watching him, like, I couldn't be more proud of him and his success. He works for it. He does the training. He works hard. He earned it, and he deserves every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to that second half, is it something where you were hoping for a little more out of that second half, or what's kind of your take on the second half and ultimately not being able to score until like the very end there?
So that's like two sides to it, I guess. I mean, I would have wanted more to be able to, you know, play that well in the first half. You hope to come out on the second half and see that as well. But at the same time, we had talked at halftime of things that we need to adjust, assuming that we were going to make it the rest of the game and go on to play AP and hopefully, you know, either Decorah or Webster after that. And all of them are tough teams. And so there was some adjustments that we needed to make to be able to kind of practice those different things for the next couple games. And so I wanted to see more goals, but at the same time, I was seeing what our goal was as a team to prepare for the next game. So, I mean, it would have been nice to have some more goals, but I mean, a win is a win. So, you know, development is definitely the priority.
You bet. And when it comes to the rest of the postseason here, you'd mentioned it, APD&H coming up here on next Tuesday night. So I guess what are your team's biggest factors if you are to continue to have success here in postseason play? What's got to continue to go right for your team? What are those biggest factors, you think?
Being able to just finish. Sometimes we play different depending on the competition. And so just staying consistent, I think, is something that we struggle with. And so we've had good success, you know, this season. And so just staying consistent with the momentum that we had coming off of this game, and, you know, working on those practices. But I think just staying consistent and really working hard, and no matter how the other team is playing, we are playing our best game. And I think that's something that as long as we can pull through with that, then we can head to that third game.
You bet. Any final thoughts you want to share about the team or about tonight's win before we wrap up tonight?
Not really. I mean, I guess I'm just really proud of this whole team. We have a very young team. We have a lot of seniors, but there's not as many starting seniors. And so it's kind of like two sides to that, right? So the seniors are the ones that helped me build the program. So I'm just really disappointed to have to let them go. But I really want success for them in this postseason because they've worked so hard to help me develop this program. But also, we have a very young team. There is everybody else out there other than our four seniors, other than one freshman, are all sophomores. And so there's not even really juniors out there. I do have three that I sub, but that's it. So we do have a young team. So hopefully the success just keeps going. But we haven't really discussed that much with the team yet, but our best record was 9 games, and today was our 10th win. So this is actually the best record that we've had in this program as well. So that's another success that we'll be celebrating.